Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beaver women's soccer team, Jim Stone, and your 20th season. First of all, congratulations on your second NSIC regular season championship. Great way to end the regular season, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was all you could ask for in your last game of the regular season to be able to clinch a title. And it was a great experience for our kids.
How much more special was it that you were able to do it at home?
Yeah, I just think that just really amplifies the experience, and it makes it so much more enjoyable, and just even kind of what you're able to do after the event is, you know, as opposed to getting in a bus and maybe driving for 5 or 6 hours, you're able to get together and celebrate it a little bit. So no doubt about it, winning at home made it even more sweet.
Well, your team's ranked number 6 again for the third straight week in the NCAA Division II poll. That's incredible, first and foremost. But do you try to keep your players kind of keep their thoughts away from paying attention to the polls too much?
No, I think it depends on the mindset of the team and kind of where they're at in the moment. I think this group is pretty mature, and, you know, in the past, we've used it as a motivational tool, but this group doesn't seem to be really hung up on it, or it's kind of been more of a non-issue. And so they've had a pretty good focus. So I don't think we've had to really address that in terms of, you know, where they're at mentally and whether that's helping us or whether that's, you know, hurting us.
Well, take us back to that last game last Friday against the University of Minnesota Crookston, 5-0 win. You had 7 players involved in the scoring, and all 3 of your goalkeepers got to play. A team effort, if you ask me. How important was it that everybody got to play in that game to prepare for the postseason?
Well, I think it's huge. Just even outside of preparation and game minutes, I just think it's just such a good emotional boost for everyone to feel like, you know, they were able to contribute and be a part of that moment. And that leads to camaraderie and unity, and which is obviously really important inside of a team setting. So yeah, I was ecstatic that I was able to get everyone on the field and let them be a part of it. It was good.
You've had some great success over the years. Have you seen a team quite like this one in your experience, as far as the success, the camaraderie, which you mentioned, the chemistry, and just the family team as it is?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the jury's still out a little bit, but I'd say, you know, right from the get-go, we went on a kind of a camping trip like we always do in our preseason. And right out of the chutes, it just had a little bit of a different feel to it in terms of how they interacted and how they treated each other. It was just really positive and uplifting. And so, you know, kind of started to get a sense for it then, and didn't know how that would translate onto the soccer field. But this group does seem to be a little bit different, and in a very good way.
Your team has played as a team, as a group. Looking at some of the stats, I know there's a number of players on that stat sheet that may not have any points, but obviously have contributed so much to your team this year defensively. Talk about your defense and how strong is it? You're on such a great shutout run. How do you keep that going?
Well, I think the way we keep that going is just having a growth mindset and having a desire to get better every day. And that's extremely difficult to do. It kind of goes against our human nature, you know, especially when we achieve things at a high level, you know, we have that desire to kind of take a deep breath and relax a little bit. So hopefully we can kind of continue to kind of chase perfection and desire to get better every day, just with the little things. And if we do that, I think that defensive unit can continue to even get better. So that's the goal, and that's the hope. And hopefully that's what leadership is on the team is buying into.
Well, I hate to bring this up. I'm sure everybody's asked you, but your team has made it to the postseason NSIC tournament 11 consecutive times. You've hosted it 5 straight times. You've never made it to that championship match. How do you change that outcome this season?
Oh, yeah. It's a little bit of it's become kind of a, you know, monkey on the back a little bit, I think. You know, fortunately, I think it's for me more personally than it is for the players, because they haven't experienced it like I have for 20 years. So, you know, I guess if I knew the answer to that, I probably wouldn't be even answering the question in the first place. Right. But again, I think, you know, it's hard to know. I think recently, and again, I'm playing the armchair psychologist, right? But I think recently what's maybe happened is we've had so much success that you kind of feel like you've reached the goal and you kind of have like a letdown. And not only maybe do you have a letdown, you just subconsciously just kind of think the win's going to happen because that's what you do. Like, that's what we've done all year. So I think sometimes maybe in the past, you know, 3-4 years, maybe we've lacked a little bit of motivation heading into that opening game, and not even just motivation, but just recognition of how difficult it's going to be. And it's going to be a difficult game tomorrow. So we have to recognize that, and we have to, you know, we have to embrace it. And if we don't, then, you know, we could find ourselves in trouble. So hopefully, you know, that message is sunk in, and we're prepared to try to make a run here.
Talk about your opponent. You'll be facing Northern State. Your team defeated them 2-1 the last time out, but they scored first. And that goal didn't come until the second half. And your team had to battle from behind. Not only that, but they are kind of at the point in their season where they had 2 ties and then they lost a game. So they're kind of hungry as well. What do you expect to see out of them?
Well, I expect to see a really hardworking team. You know, when I've watched film, the one thing that really jumps is just how hard they work and how willing they are to get after every loose ball. We're going to see a team that's really good defensively. They've only allowed 16 goals this year. So it's like 0.94 a game. And we're going to see a team that's, you know, organized and kind of challenges us tactically. Coach Casper is he's an excellent tactician. He was my second GA here. So we go back a long ways, and he's done an incredible job this year. I think they were picked 13th. And, you know, all the way up to the last, you know, last couple of games, they could have finished as high as, you know, 5th, 6th, 7th. So yeah, that's what we expect to see. And, you know, we're going to have to be patient. And like you talked about, we're going to have to be really diligent defensively. And if we do those things, you know, if we're patient offensively, and if we're plugged in for 90 minutes defensively, then I think we can be successful.
Sounds like a great plan. Thanks so much, Jim. We'll see you tomorrow at the field.
Sounds good, Kelly.